A word for you from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. What is the Apostle Paul saying here? Forgive one another as God in Christ forgave you? That is a tremendous statement to make, because God forgives us of all of our sins, all of our iniquities. God forgives us from our most terrible and treacherous trespasses. And he tells us here to forgive one another as God in Christ forgave you. This forgiveness is unconditional. This forgiveness comes about not because somebody has made right with you, not because somebody has begged for forgiveness. No. Forgive one another as God in Christ forgave you. God is the one who sent his only son to be a sacrifice for your sins so that you could have forgiveness. And God says, now you apply this to one another. This is a very difficult statement. How on earth are we meant to do this? Well, the verse makes it clear. By the means of reflecting upon what God in Christ has done for us. We need to be ready to forgive people for anything, for whatever it is that they do to us. We need to be walking in humility, walking with the love of God in our hearts. Love is patient, love is kind, and love suffers long. Long-suffering. This is not just talking about the ability to wait in a long queue. No, this is the ability to forgive 70 times 7 times in a day and more if necessary. How do we do this? By thinking about how much God has forgiven us. How many of you have ever lied before? How many of you have ever stolen something? Even something small, even if it's sugar. Well, these things God sees as sin. These things God sees as rebellion. Now, these are small, but we have sinned against the holy God who created the universe. And he has forgiven us all of our sins, all of our trespasses, all of our iniquities. And Jesus Christ, as he died for our sins on the cross, said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This is why Jesus Christ can tell us how to pray in the Lord's Prayer, that we must forgive others when we ask God to forgive us. Forgive us our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us. If we truly understand what God has done for us, if we truly understand his forgiveness, this will drive us to forgive others as well.